And a good Friday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things. And we've got our special guest here in studio today, Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department. Normally joins us towards the end of the month, but the holidays, we adjusted some things here, and glad you could come out here today.
It's good to be here. Are you guys ready for Christmas?
I am about as ready as you can be. I've got to do some more shopping. I think Dave has more shopping to do, right?
I'm working on stocking stuffers now.
Yeah, that's
the easy part.
As you get older, that's kind of the migration that I've taken as well.
Well, I've got the I got the presents for the kids.
Okay, good.
So I mean, I don't have a whole lot of people to buy for.
Makes it easier.
Oh, it does. It does.
And I find my wife and I, we don't exchange gifts as much as we used to with each other. We have two kids, and we focus more on them. The one's about ready to turn 9, and then the other one's 2.5, and Christmas is fun in our house.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoy this time of year.
So do I. It's great, and it's a good time for reflection here because we kind of think about what did this past year bring us here. For you, coming over from Ottawa, this was your first full year here with the Riley County Police Department. You think you started, late December last year, right?
Yes, I was sworn in on New Year's Eve, actually. December 31st was my first day at work.
So it's hard to believe that a whole year's passed since then.
It really has flown by. I know we say that, especially when you get older like me, but I can't believe 12 months have elapsed since I first started. It's been amazing.
So let's talk a minute for this first segment here, at least a little reflection on your part. Has there been anything that came with this job that you weren't necessarily prepared for?
You know, I mean, there's so many new things that I'm dealing with here. I wouldn't say I wasn't prepared. It was just I hadn't experienced it before. Both of my previous departments have been city police departments, so they weren't county police departments. So that was new. So I was prepared that I was going to be responsible for an entire county. And so far, the time that I've spent in the rural parts of our county outside of the city of Manhattan have gone very well, I think. But I'll leave that up to your listeners and the constituents out there who receive our services. But I've really enjoyed going out and meeting folks out there and listening to what their expectations are and their needs. One of the things that we did was to renovate the Riley substation. It's almost finished. It hadn't really been touched in about 30 years, and it needed an upgrade. And we needed to add some features up there to allow our officers to actually spend more time up in the north part of the county. For example, while it's not quite in yet, it's about ready to be done. We've set it up so the officers can upload their body camera video from there instead of having to drive all the way to the station, and also to file their reports. Before, they were still handwriting reports. The entire department has switched over to e-reporting now, and they can file the reports from there instead of having to drive back to the police department. And the citizens have been great, very welcoming, very open, very friendly. I think it's going very well up there.
Well, that's good. And, you know, and I know that's been a major focus of yours, improve the communication between the police department and the North County residents, because they feel, and I've heard this quite a bit, they feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've heard similar comments, and, I forgot to mention this. I don't want to leave this out. We added a supervisor up there. So we had our county officers, thought they were doing a good job, but, you know, direct supervision on site or up there was not what we were doing. So we added a sergeant up there, and I think that was a good move. You know, they have somebody they can rely on for those things that are that will help them do their jobs better. Plus, he's there to entertain comments and questions from citizens that maybe wouldn't be directed to a patrol officer, and then he can coordinate our response and the staffing and anything else that's needed up there. And again, so far, I think the results, and he hasn't been up there the whole year. It's only been about 6 months, but I'm hearing a lot of good feedback about it. I think it was a good move.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. I understand Dave has a caller waiting over there. If he ready? Okay. I believe Paul is on the line. Good morning, Paul. Go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can.
All right. Hey, as I understand by the grapevine and what I observe and what I just hear around the coffee shops, you're doing a great job. However, I want to ask you a question, I think, and I'll ask, get your answer, then I'll finish. Are we short of officers?
I think currently we have 3 vacancies, and we're authorized 110 officers, and next year we'll be adding 1 additional position. I can tell you from my experience, having a hiring rate or present allocation of close to 100% in law enforcement these days is very good, and there would be a lot of departments envious of that. The folks that leave typically leave for reasons related to their spouse or the military. What is a good sign for me, the way I look at it, is if, when officers do leave, they're not leaving for other police departments, and that's a troubling sign for a police department when they're leaving to do the same job for someone else. So that tells me that they're overall happy with the workplace, they're happy with their assignments, the support we give them, compensation, benefits, all of those things matter in retaining officers, and we're doing a very good job, I believe.
Oh, okay. If you have 110 authorized and you're 3 short, now let me bring up a point. We have about 8 or 10, at least 10 people tied up down at the courthouse with that security down there. That is only because, the person that caused that is gone now. And I don't know why that ever happened. However, if you would take those people, put them back on the street, we're short of people on the street, no question. But 110 officers is not enough people for 52,000 people with the things we have going on. Our murders are up. The speeding's up. We can't control the speeding on the streets. Might as well take the signs down. It's not being enforced. Nobody pays attention to it. Take those 10 people, put them back on the street. Then if you have to have people at the courthouse, a few courthouses, hire some security people. They don't need to be sworn officers down there. All they need to be is security people, and they're worth about half the money. I'll hang up, and I'll let you respond, and let the people of the community decide what's going on. The people of the community decide what kind of law enforcement we have everywhere in the United States. And I think the people here need more people on the street. Thanks for the job you're doing.
Well, thank you. I would like to clarify a couple of comments you made. One, the courthouse security details that we assign there are not all sworn officers. Many of them are civilian employees. There are some sworn officers down there, and I think it's important in a role like that that we do have some sworn officers. In terms of the numbers of officers we have, across the country generally, and this is a general average, it's not absolute. In fact, Kansas, the ratio is higher, but communities usually employ about 2 officers for every 1,000 people in their population. So the Riley County has about 75,000 residents. Using that number, we could, if you use that number, say that we need another 40 officers. Now, I'm not advocating that we hire 40 more officers, and here's why. Because we're in a consolidated police department, well, there's a lot of efficiencies that we have by being consolidated and covering the entire county. And that means that we have about just a little under 1.5 officers for every 1,000 residents. The state of Kansas, because we have so many law enforcement agencies, there's close to 400, the actual statewide average is about 3.72 officers for every 1,000 residents. So the residents of Riley County, whether they agree with this or not, in my opinion and based on my experience, are getting a very good value for their law enforcement services. Now, I will be very frank. If the citizens, the governing bodies, decide that they want us to provide additional services beyond what we're doing already and they would like to fund that, I'll be open to those discussions. But as we sit here today, I think we are resourced very well, and I think the services we provide are very good. The last thing I'll say, and this is kind of a joke I have with my officers, and I've said it on the air here before, is I kid with them to try to be everywhere at once. And I wish we could, be everywhere that we're needed when traffic violations are occurring or accidents are occurring or crime is occurring. But I don't know a community in this country where that's the case, and it would be nice. So thank you for your comments. Thank you for your support, and I'm always open to suggestions.
And I know you do take feedback from the community, because I even saw it this week on social media. You know, if there's a problem area, especially with speeding, you know, there's been maybe some accidents in the area of a certain location, you guys will listen and go put out extra officers there.
We do. You know, we don't want to be viewed as an occupying force. We don't want to be viewed as heavy-handed. But I think you're referring to a multi-car accident that happened on K-18 last week. And there's some conditions out there that we cannot control, and I'll just cite what those are. You have a roadway that has a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, and a part of the roadway where we do have a lot of accidents, it wasn't where this happened, you have hills, you have grades, you have curves, and you also have changing speed limits. If you look at accident rates across the country, whenever you have a change in topography and you have a change in speed, you have higher accident rates. And that's just how it is. And KDOT oversees that roadway. I'm not a traffic engineer. I don't know what they could do to modify some of those risks. But when we see a problem where the community reaches out to us and says, hey, we'd like to see more of something here, I think we're very responsive in addressing that. But again, we don't want to be viewed as heavy-handed and being an occupying force. We'll deal with it. The last time we went out to K-18, for example, I think we were out there a good 3 weeks during rush hour, both morning and evening, until we saw things slow down and modify, and then we went on to other priorities. We're back right now, and we're going to stay out there until we see people obeying the speed limit more consistently.
All right. Well, let's take a break. Back with more from Director Dennis Beller, RCPD, when we return on K-Man's In Focus.